You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 63, Ask and Ye Shall Receive. This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be. Hello, and welcome back to this week's episode.
Welcome, welcome. Today we are on episode number 63 and talking about ask and ye shall receive. It's a good topic.
This is for all the moms in the world.
Yeah, this isn't just for homeschool moms, but any mom.
Yes, because I know some of our listeners actually are not homeschoolers, but mm-hmm. a lot of our things that we share are just for motherhood in general.
Yeah.
And so this one is definitely one of those episodes that it is universal.
Yeah, really important.
Yeah, so if you remember a few weeks ago, I had on my best friend, Brooke Snow.
She calls her best friend, but she's never actually met her in real
life. What? We Zoomed. She's amazing. I just feel like amazing. We would be really good friends.
It was such a good episode.
Brooke, if you're listening, I totally will hang out with you. You don't even have to
and
ask.
I'd love to meet you.
Yeah. Well, what were we talking about the other day for our homeschool retreat, our co-op retreat?
Oh, yeah.
They were saying, well, Meg, you're best friends with Brooke. Just have her come and talk. I was like, well, maybe I will. I'll call her up if I knew her number. So anyways, her podcast is awesome. It is. I've really enjoyed it. But she has an episode called What's Awesome About This?
Mm-hmm.
And in this episode, she talks about how her mentor broke his leg, like a bad break, right? Did you listen to this episode?
No, I haven't yet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So like snaps his leg. And his first thought was, what's awesome about this?
That wouldn't be my first thought.
No, that would be like,
woe is me.
Yeah, I know.
My
really.
The worst.
How am I supposed to be a mom with a broken leg?
No, I can't do anything.
No. So it's been on my mind a lot. Cause she goes in to talk about that he had trained his mind. So like when you think about it, this will. When something bad happens, normally a choice word comes out of my mouth, right? Because that's what comes to my mind. Mm-hmm. So he has just trained his mind to like, okay, how is this going to be great?
What's the silver lining?
Yes. And, mm-hmm. but like, he's doing it right preemptively, because I think a lot of times we do it after the fact, like we go through a trial and we're like, you know what? I really learned a lot from this trial.
Yeah.
And so he like, goes right to the beginning. It was like, you know, this is going to be awesome. I can't wait to find out how. So this has been on my mind a ton. The other night I pulled the best move ever. We have a glass cooktop and I was cooking dinner and I took something off and then I went to go cook something and there were a few little crumbs and I thought I will just brush this off with my hand. And those of you on YouTube, you can see I touched the hot stove and blistered my hand. I did not think what is awesome about this. I actually did this instant, like, because it was like sizzling your hand, right? Mm-hmm. And I just went, like, the shock was going through because it takes a second for your brain to know what's happening. And I just had to go, and started screaming and putting it in ice water. And it was a bad night. Like, I even ended up taking ibuprofen. And I know most people are like, so what? But I never take medicine.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when you know I'm in a lot of pain. And I had no relief. And so I ended up sleeping in a recliner in ice water, which is not great for a fidgeter because I woke up to ice water down myself, right? So it wasn't great. And so I did not ask what's awesome about this. I actually felt really bad for myself that night because I couldn't do much. And I had to carry around an ice bowl with me. And I was supposed to go biking the next day. And I couldn't, like, I was thinking of how could I bike with this hand? And then I thought of, I couldn't break. And
right,
it's my left hand. And I just thought, you know what? I can't go. So I had to cancel that. So I was feeling bad for myself. And then little things like dressing, going to the bathroom, like with one hand. But I thought, shout out to people with one hand.
One hand. Like, that's rough.
I'm struggling.
Yeah.
But the next day when I was able to kind of calm down and stop feeling so bad for myself, I had the thought of what's awesome about this? How is this going to be great? And I was not in the best mood to think like, oh, this is what's so amazing. And I didn't have my rose colored glasses on, but I thought about the night before how my kids just said, mom, we've got the rest of dinner. We'll clean everything up. We'll make sure somebody cut my food for me because I couldn't hold like anything. And so I was thinking about how much they'd helped the night before. And why is that so awesome? And I thought, because I don't normally ask for help. Mm-hmm. And this is what Karn and I were talking about, is that a lot of times we don't ask for help.
Yeah. Yeah. I rarely ask for help for things. Like, I'm just one of those people that I just try to figure out myself, or I try to do it all by myself. And for instance, I was just telling her this as we were preparing for this episode, that last night I was on a meeting till about 8:30 at night, and I have one every Monday night that I do for my work. And I got off, and the kids had not put away the dinner or done their dishes. And I was frustrated. And I think they were down watching a show with their dad. So I was just like, ugh. And I was all annoyed. And I could have easily just said, hey, come do your job, but it didn't. Instead, I did all their work, which is fine. It's not a big deal, but it makes me have, I choose to have a bad attitude about it, of course. And then the next morning, we were in a rush this morning to get out and do something. And we're trying to get out the door, and they all threw their dishes in the sink from breakfast and left them all and ran out the door. And I was like, oh, and again, I'm stuck with everyone's dishes because the kids were going to be gone for the afternoon. And so I was mad again and frustrated. And at the same time, I could have just paused for a moment and said, come do your job. And it would have taken 30 seconds for them to quickly rinse and load their dishes. But instead, I chose to not. And that's my typical pattern, you mm-hmm. know, typical. I suck it up and I do it with a bad attitude. And
and then get mad at them later.
Yes.
So I, like, part of me does it, I think, because it's almost like I'm a martyr, mm-hmm. right? Like, mm-hmm. if I never ask anything of you, then I'll never be disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And so, like, maybe yours was even like, oh, I don't want to bug them. They're going to spend some time with dad.
Which is great, too.
And I think I'm like, well, if I don't ask, then I never get disappointed. I know that's one of my big ones.
Yeah. No expectations.
Yes. But so much to the point where I'm running myself ragged.
Yeah.
And it's not working. So this scripture, Matthew 7, verses 7 and 8, says, ask and it shall be given you. Seek and ye shall find it. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. So what do you need that you are not asking for?
Now, I like how she brought in, you know, the scripture here, because I think it's not only about asking your kids to do their jobs or your friends to help you watch your kids or whatever it may be. Our whole premise of this podcast is that you felt called to homeschool. And that to me means from God. You know, God gave you this reason that you need to be doing it. And I think that it's really important for you to seek God's help and advice on the choices that you're making and the decisions you're making in your everyday life, down to like the books you're reading with your kids. And for me, my business decisions that I'm making, there's very often times that I don't ask and I just forge on forward thinking I know best and I know what to do, which is never, never true, never true.
Yeah.
So asking God for things that you need help with is just as important as asking your kids to do their dishes or help cut your food when your hand is burned or whatever it may be. Those are all so important, and you need to think, you know, both ways of asking.
Well, too, and I think about those who are LDS. So we have the scriptures, the Book of Mormon, and in it you have Nephi, who God said, hey, I need you to build a boat. And Nephi asks, okay, where can I get ore to make tools? Mm-hmm. So if God has called you to homeschool, then you can turn around and say, okay, I need some help. Where should I go?
Tell me what I should do and how to do it.
Yeah. What's next, right? So some things that I was thinking that, like, I'm not asking for. So these aren't specific to God or religion. Mm-hmm. This is just like current, what I notice with my hand being all banged up, what things I was not asking that I need help with. And these are simple. So you may laugh at my list, but that's okay. So I need help with meals. I actually love cooking, but cooking for 9+ people, because I feel like there are always extras here, is wearing me out. And if you've seen my children,
even when you don't have a hurt hand, it wears you out.
Yeah. Just normal, like day to day, it's wearing me out. And my family eats so much.
Mm-hmm.
And so last night, for example, I had 2 packs of steaks. So I think I cooked about 15 to 18 steaks.
Oh, wow.
They were all consumed. I had cut up strawberries. I had grapes. I had like a ton of veggies. I had salad. I swear I had something else too. And it was all consumed. And so Like, it's just exhausting. Thank you that you like my cooking, first of all. but second of all, like, it's wearing me out. Mm-hmm. So doing all these things. The next one is the cleaning my house. So my children actually do clean the house, but they still children clean the house.
Yeah, it's clean to children expectations, not mom expectations.
Yes,
right?
And so a little bit, it grosses me out. So it needs a little bit of help with some deep cleaning. I need help with my three-year-old. I have a toddler. That need I say more? I need help with my yard. We have a big yard, right? Mm-hmm. And once again, my children do help me with these things. But sometimes you want to dump it all on one person. Mm-hmm. And I usually like to pick my husband and say, hey, take care of me. Take care of all this.
Yeah.
So what do you feel like you need that you're not asking for? I've put you on the spot.
Oh, that's a good question. A lot of the same things. You know, yeah. I try to get like a day where my older kids will make dinner, mm-hmm. but I don't always remember to stick to it. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes their day rolls around, like Monday rolls around and I just start cooking and don't think, oh yeah, it was her day and I didn't even ask her.
Yeah.
You know, and she doesn't remember, like we just forget. And so, you know, that's a common problem that they're capable and they're willing. I just forget to ask. And so that's a big thing for me too. And yard work is another one where it's not really built into like their chores, but I always need help. And so when I don't ask for help, it doesn't get done mm-hmm. unless I, you know, pull them out and make them weed and make them do things with me. But you know, same kind of things. It's often just the day-to-day stuff that you just take all of it on yourself and you think you have to do it all, but you really don't. There are people in your home that are capable and able and should be helping.
Yes. Well, and it was interesting as I walked down through the hallway. So my kids have their chores they do every day and every week, right? And they do them. They're not doing more, right? Mm-hmm. So they're doing mm-hmm. the minimum. And I walked down and it looked like somebody with, I don't know what was on their hands, walked down the hallway downstairs. And kids just don't notice things
they
like
don't.
That. Right. And it's not that they're like these big grossies and that it was malicious or anything
right.
like that. And so I walked down there and this part of me was like, oh, I can't do any more. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted you to get curious what it is you need or even what you want. And then think of ways that you can get it without just putting it on your children or without just putting it on your husband or without putting it all on you. Mm-hmm. So like Karen said, meals, right? That was one that like, so having your kids actually do it, right? Mm-hmm. And asking them to do it. We actually have a kid in charge of the kitchen every day. And one of my kids really hates cleaning, but says, but I like cooking.
Oh.
So she said she would actually prefer helping me cook. Uh-huh. Because even having one person there with me just makes it go
it makes it easier.
So much easier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this makes me think of, you know, if you're thinking outside of your home, a lot mm-hmm. of times with homeschooling, people will, like we have a friend who hires an art teacher that just comes into her house and does
yes.
art with her kids once a week, or a math teacher that comes in and just is their math teacher. And, you know, sometimes you can find a person like that, a tutor for a certain subject that maybe you're not good at, or you just never seem to get to. And that can be a huge burden lifted off of you if you're doing that in your home.
Mm-hmm. So if you are struggling in your homeschool and you need help, you need to ask. Mm-hmm. I actually had a friend talk to me the other day. And so like you sometimes have to be careful because I'll go into coach mode versus friend mode. Right. Mm-hmm. And so I wasn't quite sure where she was going with this. And she was like, no, I need help. Like, help
coach.
Me.
I need coach
yes.
mode.
And so I was like, oh, okay. Because at first I was like, I don't know, keep trying. Like, love her. Just like giving, mm-hmm. just like supportive friend comments. Right. Like, you've
yeah.
got this. You're great. But she was digging in and saying that she has a teen daughter who's not motivated. And so my friend's style is she loves the well-educated heart. And we've talked about that a little bit before. But it's a monthly rotation of kind of a buffet of books of like a certain topics and genres. And just like, here it is. And her other kids eat it up and they love it. And this one kid's like, but I'm not going to read anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to do anything. And actually, I don't want to do my chores either. And I don't really want to help. So it was once I found out Shay was actually asking for help and not just like sometimes you just need to have someone listen to you.
Yeah.
Right. But she was asking for help. So I helped her with levels of liberty. You can go listen to that episode of helping teach her daughter some responsibility and give her some motivation. She also talked about years ago, we did a group for our teens where we rotated through different moms each week. Mm-hmm. And so she's going to start that back up again, because then her daughter will have some curriculum that is given by other moms with some more structure. And so here she was, like, wondering, what in the world do I need to do? I'm overwhelmed. I'm overworked. I'm exhausted.
She's a working mom too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And has six kids, and she asked for help, and now she's getting help. And so this is why I have my coaching program. So you have someone to ask for help. So if you have a quick question, I have a Place My Membership where you just put in Ask Mama, and it's a place to be completely anonymous. The reason I have it to be completely anonymous is because sometimes you're embarrassed of the question you have. Like, mm-hmm. I don't like my kid right now. I actually was joking with someone the other day. It was their wedding anniversary. And I said, are you going to do a sappy post about we've had good times and bad times? And she goes, no, I'm going to write the honest truth. 2 years ago, I couldn't stand my husband for 5 months. And I'm so glad we didn't get divorced. Aww. But like, that's honest.
It's cool though. And it's cool that people, when she people are real. No, I know. But I think it's really neat when people can be real and share the honest truth, because that's how we learn and we grow, when we share those hard things too.
Yeah. So I love that spot of having it be anonymous, and then I can just respond and you can see that. I also have the group coaching calls. So I have people write in their questions, and then I answer them all on a live coaching call so that you can hear other people's concerns, right? And a lot of times that answers your own. And then you have a private session where you can just ask, where we have talked about, oh geez, everything. Things with school, dyslexia, things with connecting with your kids, like I can't stand what my kid wants to talk about, things with your husband, things with your neighbor, think you right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm struggling myself, but it's a place to ask. And then it has all the videos right at your convenience. So if you are needing help and you are wanting things in your homeschool or just in your life to run a little bit smoother and you don't know who to ask, I'm inviting you over to Mama's Members so you have a place where you can get the help you need. Because it is so nice to have someone you can ask to have some help.
Yeah, especially on these kinds of questions that can be really hard for, you know, if you don't have friends who are homeschooling and you don't have family like mm-hmm. we do who are homeschooling, it's really great to have someone you can trust and that is very experienced and knows what she's talking about. She's done it through high school. She just had her first graduate.
I've done all the grades now.
and she's incredible and so knowledgeable.
Well, thank you. Well, I just think too, as we have our mama's group, Karn and I, our lives are very intertwined, I guess. Huh? Mm-hmm. I like it that way. Mm-hmm. But we have a place where we can ask for help, for guidance. And I want to be like, if you could all be in this group with us in our learning circle group, I would love to have you. But since that's not always possible, I wanted a place where you could recreate what we have. Yeah. With other people, where it's a safe space. And I love that it's a safe space because people have been very open and just like, I'm struggling. And it's not like this pity party. It's like, but what could I do?
Mm-hmm.
How could help?
Talk
what are
through
some
this.
Ideas? Yes. Yeah. So I still have some spots left for the first 100 people. So you're not going to want to miss that because some exciting things are coming your way for Mama's Members. I'm not going to say much more with it because we'll do an episode later when it comes out. But something big is happening in Mama's Members. So you are definitely going to want to get it at this lower price. Okay. That is all awesome. I have. Ask and you shall receive, my friends. Knock and it shall be open. I'm going to say it wrong. I don't have the scripture anywhere.
But for real, don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to ask Megan or I for help, but also your kids and your family and God when you have questions and concerns and worries, because there are people there that can help you.
Yes. And if God has asked you to homeschool, he's going to give you answers on what to do when you get stuck. And I didn't say if you get stuck. I said when you get stuck.
Because it does happen.
Yes. So we love you guys. And we are here if you have any questions, and have a great week.
Yes. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe, and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.